Okay, welcome back. Okay, we're still with Marty Ozinga, new fresh topic. First thing, we're just going to dive in, right? I mean, we might as well.
Sure.
Bootstrapping is when you fund a new business with minimal outside investment. So do you have any experience? I know you've started a few companies, I'm sure, in your day. Have you done that with the bootstrapping techniques as far as, you know, relying on your self sustainability to start the business?
Yeah, you know, most business startups require some financial resources. If you're providing a service, or a product, you might have to invest in some equipment, or even just paying yourself a minimal wage just to be able to continue to keep a roof over your head and feed your family. Those are legitimate business expenses. I would say you have to be realistic. If you have no interest in having outside investment, which could be a friend or it could be a family member or it could be some other business person, then you have to be careful to not identify a line of work that requires huge amounts of investment to start. You should find an activity that requires maybe what they call sweat equity, which means you basically put in the time, the effort, the energy of your own strength and knowledge and not get paid very much for it until you start earning income back. But other ways of starting a business is to obviously have an investor friend that says, in exchange for an ownership interest, I will put some money in this business, take a risk on you and your idea. That's one way. Another way is to borrow money from a bank or a friend or whatever, if you don't have it yourself. Never borrow money with the idea that if I make money, I'll pay it back. If I don't make money, it's too bad. You loaned it to me, so you lose too. I would never borrow any money that I don't fully intend to pay back, even if I have to work the rest of my life or sell possessions that I already have in order to pay back my responsibility. Yeah. But those are all ways to fund the startup of a business. But probably the most important piece of advice is to start small and test it out, make sure it works, and then be patient, not expect to make tons of money right off the bat. And, most business startups are active and working hard for about 3 years before they reach the break-even point. And it's only after that that they generate enough activity and enough experience to actually start making a profit. So patience is patience and commitment and the willingness to persist. Now, on the other side of that, the biggest weakness of an entrepreneur is they don't know when to quit. Okay? Entrepreneurs are inclined to think, I can do whatever I think comes to my
mind.
Right. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you and I'm going to show the rest of the world that I can do it, no matter how long it takes or how hard it is. Some entrepreneurs work almost their whole life and they just can't get it to work. They should have quit years earlier.
Sure.
And tried something else. But they're so committed to their idea that they don't face reality. So there's good judgment that's required. And if you have a good idea and you work hard at it, there's a chance it will work. If it does, wonderful. If it doesn't, reevaluate and say, should I rechannel my energy towards something else?
So when you were creating a startup in the past, how did you go about finding the equity or the overall financing for your startup?
Okay, in my experience, my core business, I was already involved in running the business and making money in that business. I had a policy, basically, of not starting a business unless I had the money saved up to do so. I didn't go and start a business by borrowing money, nor was I inclined to go find investor partners. I was more of a risk taker, but I wanted the risk to be limited to me and not drag other people into the risk aspect of the whole thing. So the businesses I started up, some successful, some not, were all out of the savings that I had accumulated prior to investing in the business.
Which, I mean, who wants to go into debt, number one? You know, debt sometimes is necessary.
But it's not preferable.
Not preferable whatsoever, right? I mean, why would you want to start a new business loaded down with debt,
no,
with an obligation to pay, right? And you don't even know what the revenue stream is going to be.
No, and that makes it way harder to be successful, yeah.
Yeah, so, and, you know, you're starting 1 foot in the hole already,
right.
So why bury yourself in a bunch of debt? Yeah, I totally...
And a small business enterprise is nothing to be ashamed of minimized. I mean, that's how a lot of people start, with almost nothing. And some, of course, we can tell stories now of some of the richest people in the world, how they started
in their garage.
With nothing.
Yeah, certainly. Now, in company formation, you said that you inherited the family business, the concrete business, which was great. But if you were going to start a new company, what tips could you give some entrepreneurs out here that are going to eventually start their own business? What tips would you give them as they're going about the process of forming a new company?
Well, I guess what I would say is be brutally honest with yourself in terms of what do you know and what do you don't know. What has your education been? What has your work experience been? And then are you willing to work twice as hard as you've ever worked before? A lot of people think being in your own business is easier, and you get paid more. And my dad always used to say, even when I was a little kid, he said, well, you own your own business. That means you work twice as hard and only make half as much. At first I thought, well, that's stupid. He said, yeah, but it's fun to be in your own business and be your own boss. And just that atmosphere alone is a big reward. He said, but it is true. Most people in business work harder than they've ever worked before. And they often work for years without making as much profit as they really should be making, considering the amount of time and effort they're putting into it.
Absolutely.
That's not unusual. And you almost have to be prepared to live that way. But then the third ingredient that I say when you evaluate it is, do something that you feel you like, something that you feel you're just naturally interested in. Because I believe that behind the scenes and in the back of your mind, this is God talking to you, saying, look at this. This is something that you enjoy, that you think is fun. Pursue that, because you'll have more energy and more enthusiasm than anything else you could choose to do. And so that would be my advice to somebody that wants to go in their own business, is realize what your skills are, what your talents are, do a good evaluation of yourself, be willing to work your tail off for a long time to get on top of it. But probably as important as the other is choose something that you really like to do, that you think is fun and enjoyable, that you like to get up every morning and go do.
What's the saying, if you love your work, you're never really working?
Yeah, they say that if you love your work, you'll never really work a day in your life.
That's how it goes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's, I think that's so true. In my entrepreneurial experience, I was fortunate to be able to do something that I love as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm more energized.
Not work.
Yeah, I'm more energized now. I'm upset because I have to go to bed and I can't wake up early enough.
Right.
I'm up before my alarm goes off, and I wake up at 4:30. I'm like, I'm up. Let's go. Where am I? What's going on today? You know, so
yep. Exactly.
That's fantastic.
And that's how it should be.
Yeah, and it's invigorating.
And be thankful for that too.
Yeah, praise God, because CLI as an individual myself, it's offered me the opportunity to be able to branch out and become an entrepreneur. CLI has been a huge blessing for me.
Good. Great.
Personally as well. So hopefully, you that are out here watching this and listening to Marty and I discuss how our experience as an entrepreneur, hopefully that is going to be a benefit to you, and you'll be able to pull some things from this. And especially Marty's advice is so spot on that it's pretty invaluable. So he's really done a great job with the organizations that he runs, and we appreciate him coming in here and offering all of this knowledge, all of this advice, all of this fantastic wisdom that he's accumulated over time. So thank you again for...
Well, good. It's a privilege for me. I'm really happy to be included and be able to contribute to somebody going into business. I think it's a great opportunity and a great way to live. So
awesome.
And a great way to serve God.
Thank you, Marty.